You are praying for protection. You are praying for divine protection. Divine protection. Divine protection. Ah, divine protection. Very soon you will hear kidnaps. Very soon you will hear certain kind of accidents, especially those of us in Ghana. And as I said earlier on, that this year is a year of fruitfulness. Some of you, you will start something and you accomplish it. Some of you, you will start businesses. Some of you, you will continue your education. Some of you, God is going to add up certain things into your life. Yes. But you know something. The devil is also aware. The devil is also aware of the glory within the year. Of the glory within the year. This year, some of you, it's your year of manifestation. So the devil will do everything to break you. When they want to break your faith and they are not able, they will attack you physically. If they are not able, they would want to tie you down spiritually. You know, sometimes this is how the devil ties you down. The devil will tie you down. It will make you feel weak. The devil will make you feel weak. The devil will bring certain issues, physical certain issues, into your life. That will hinder your prayer life. That will hinder your connectivity to the things of God. Yes. That will hinder you from understanding the things of God. And one thing that the devil uses is to break you. You will be in a state of depression, anxiety, confusion. And you would want somebody to talk to, but there's no somebody. Because all those you talk to maybe betrayed you. Or because of betrayal, you are not able to speak to anybody. You'll be left alone. The anxiety sets in. Beloved, and this is a year in the life of Ghana that people will kill for power. I am telling you, people will kill for power. People will kill for businesses. Now, let me use for example. You know, if you have been to fishing before, there is a struggle on the sea. There's a struggle on the sea. Let me tell you. Now, in this struggle, there are a lot of boats on the sea. They are all coming to fish. And most people go there and, you know something, they consult all kind of things. And I can tell you today that even fishes are commanded to come out to for them to be caught with powers. We do. So you see some people who go for fishing and they are able to catch a lot of fish, and some will go and they will not be able to catch anything. If you know any fisherman, ask them and they will tell you. And even when it comes to them, you know, they are tired that the fishes come, and the fishes have a place that they you know, when fishes are moving, they move in bulk. Now, when I see, let's imagine that you and I, we all have seen the fish gathered at a place. So which means that we have to fight. We have to fight. This is how this year it is. If the person does not agree with you spiritually, then the person will fight with you spiritually. That is why it is very, very important that in the life of people living in Ghana, and even in the world, it's a year of fruitfulness. It's a year of manifestation. It's a year That is why we declare that this year is our year with a walk or walk with God. Because when you are walking with God, you not be afraid of the terror. You not be afraid of anything. You not be afraid. Who? If God be with us, who can be against us? Against us. Now, you are declaring that any power that will be invoked. See, I am talking about certain things. Some people will spread out their nets, and accident will happen. You know, on Thursday I was talking about a lady I prayed for, and in her dream she saw that she had been sent out to a place, an accident scene, and when she was sent, she was asked to go for some of the flesh from the accident scene. And then she came to tell me. I told her, I have been telling you that you have to pray. Listen to me. A lot of people are witches without knowing. A lot of people are witches and wizards without knowing. And people attract evil spirits without knowing. Hear me. So you must be very careful and be very prayerful as a child of God. Yes, that is why you must be very careful. Very, very careful as a child of God. That you may not attract negative energy. Negative energy. Negative energy. You will not attract certain spirits. So I told them, my daughter, pray. And I gave her some fasting and prayer to embark on. She said, I saw that I have been sent to an accident scene to go for some of the flesh there. Beloved, if they will send accident to your way so that they can have your blood and they can have your flesh, I say, as for you, it will not stand. In the name of Jesus Christ, as for you, it will not stand. If they will send sickness, see, some of you, you will be there. You will be there and you'll be feeling, oh, I'm feeling feverish. I'm feeling a little bit tired. I'm feeling some way. See, whenever you begin to feel that way, don't joke with it. Beloved, don't joke with it. Don't joke with it. I don't take my prayer life for a joke. Yes, I want you to pray right now and say, oh God, may you, oh God, give me divine protection at my workplace, in the house I live in the community. In the community. See, there are certain community that seeks blood. There are certain community. There are certain lands. There are certain homes. There are certain homes. You don't understand. Lift up your voice and pray for divine protection. Say, oh God, may you protect me. May you protect me, oh God. May you protect me, oh God. Somebody, are you praying? Are you praying now? Rekataniata Marako Paroshe Rekaya Padosha. Radekatosha Marato Kapadosha Brekapa Marande Parasha. Beloved, are you praying? After this prayer, we are entering into a different atmosphere. A different atmosphere. A different atmosphere. Let the spirit of the Lord. 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 Let the spirit of the Lord take charge now. Let the spirit of the Lord take charge now. Seek for divine protection. Seek for divine protection. Are you praying, somebody? 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 In the name of Jesus. 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 Yahweh is your name, Lord. By the power of the Holy Ghost.
power of the Holy Ghost, by the 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 power of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, 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 let the divine intervention, let divine intervention, divine intervention, divine protection, the situation you find yourself in, divine protection, divine intervention, in the name of Jesus, 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 kaparaba kapados, di para kaparosha tekada, maraka padosha tekada. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Beloved, I want you to pray right now and seek for divine protection. For Bible says in Zechariah chapter 2, verse number 5, it says, I'll be a wall of fire around you, and I'll be the glory within you. You are saying, oh God, may you protect my life. I have a destiny to fulfill. I have a lot of people to bless. Beloved, share the life to somebody and wake somebody up. We are entering into a different atmosphere right now. In the name of Jesus, seek for divine protection. Say, oh God, I want to see somebody at the comment session declaring that, Lord, may you be a wall of fire around me. Declare it now. Declare it now. Yes. Declare it now. That, oh God, may you be a wall of fire around me. May you be a wall of fire around me. May you be a wall of fire around me. Declare it now. May you be a wall of fire around me. Bible said in Psalm 125, verse number 2, it says, as the mountains surround Jerusalem, as the mountains surround Jerusalem, so shall the Lord surround his people. So shall the Lord surround his people. May the fire of God surround you wherever you are right now. Beloved, we are going to pray this prayer for long. We are going to pray this prayer for long. I tell you, divine protection. Sunday to Monday, I have been praying for some people. I don't want to mention their names because some people have a certain kind of fear when it comes to certain bad news. Beloved, I saw somebody being shot at, a gun, and the person was running away, and the person was shot at, and I saw myself there, and I began to mention the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus, and I saw that the blood of Jesus, you know, when the person was shot, blood was coming out. Then when I began to mention the name of Jesus, I see blood coming from heaven, and the blood fell on the person. The person was shot on the chest, and the way the blood was coming out, and I saw another blood which dropped onto the person, and that blood turned into water. Now, when the blood turned into water, it wiped out like
You see, the way maybe sometimes when you are sweating, you see that the sweat will fall on your chest, and the blood that I saw that fell on the person changed into water and wiped out that blood, and the blood ceased. May God deliver you in the name of Jesus Christ. May God deliver you from any kind of death. Every spiritual gun shot at you, may God deliver you from it. Beloved, I want somebody to write at the comment section, I am a covenant child. Write at the comment section now that I bear the mark of Christ. I am a covenant child. I am a covenant child. I bear the mark of Christ. I am a covenant child. I bear the mark of Christ. I am a covenant child. Declare it by faith. I will not die before my time. I declare upon your life, and I say, if there's any gun shot at you spiritually, if there's any gun shot at you spiritually, and some of you, you start feeling pain at your chest, at your chest. If you're a woman, in your breast, where your breast connect to your chest, kaparato shedekata, rate kapado shekadiata badosa, maraka pakata, libro kaparo shetede, libra diata badosa. You will not die before your time. Every gun shot at you, ha, 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 marika paro shetede, ha. See, from Monday, Sunday to Monday, I have been praying certain kind of prayers. I have been praying certain kind of prayers. I don't sleep, beloved. I don't sleep. Maraka paro shetede. Nobody will die. No, no. See, you are marked with the blood of Jesus. If it is through sickness, that sickness will not see you die. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hey, beloved, I want you to share the life. Hey, somebody must be saved. It could be your husband, it could be your friend, it could be your sister, it could be your brother, it could be your father, it could be your mother. Whoever close is close to you, bring the person here. Parakabadosha. Rekateria tabakadada. It could be your fiance, it could be your girlfriend, it could be your future husband, it could be your future wife. Rekatekabadosha. Ah, beloved, declare to yourself, I am a covenant child. I am a covenant child. I will not die before my time. I will fulfill my destiny. I will fulfill my destiny. I will fulfill my destiny. In the name of Jesus. If there's any gun pointed at you spiritually, it may be you are, you are going for the same job. Where is Nana? Marande Paroshe, is Nana here? Raka Pacapadosha Dada. Rate Capadoshe Brevadiatabado. Marate Kadoshe Tede. Rate Radoshe Cabara. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Within the week, I saw a lady who ran to me and said, Papa, I have been given a visa to travel out, and I am here to leave my car with you, but I don't know the person to have a car or something. But the person came and said, Papa, I want to leave my car with you. My car badosha brandi kabada badosha. If because of your destiny, the enemy want to cut short your life. If that covenant of the family, I am going to talk about it. I am going to talk about it. I am going to talk about it. Rapakapadosha. Beloved, this morning we are going to use the covenant of prayer. The covenant of prayer. I sometimes, as believers as we are, sometimes we grow weak and worry. It is no news. But if you're a child of God and you begin to feel weak and tired to pray, you have to be very careful. If you're a child of God and it gets to a point that you use your work as an excuse, you use your children as an excuse, you use certain things as an excuse for prayer, then which means that you are heading towards doom. Now, let me tell you something before we enter into a time of prayer. Tonight, I'm talking about the covenant. I have a covenant with God. Yes. I have a covenant with God. Share to somebody quickly. Let the person be imparted and let the person be delivered. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, a lot of us feel weak, and most of the times we use our business and there's an account saying that atiye ema refie. There's an account saying that sometimes when you pray for certain things and then you are able to get them, or you feel okay in certain area of your life, then forgetfulness comes to play. You become very carnal. We become very carnal. Beloved, I want to speak to you today because the Lord has sent me to you. Sometimes when you pray for certain things and you receive them, you think that is all. You know, sometimes when you are getting your salary, at the end of the month, you are working, you are getting your salary, you are able to buy the few things you want to buy. Money is coming, you have friends and family that sent you money. You think that is all for life. You are able to start some projects, you are able to do this and that, and you think that is all. Until you need another thing, that is when you begin to pray again. That is when you intensify your prayer. My beloved, that prayer will work, but it will hurt you in the process. It will hurt you in the process. Beloved, now let me bring your mind on the covenant of prayer. Most of times also, when we pray for something and we do not receive, we break down. We break down. But prayer should be part of our life. Yesterday I was thinking through the service today. The Lord said to me that tell your people to pray. Whoever is under the sound of my voice, tell that person to pray. Speak to them about prayer. And speak to them about the covenants of the Lord. Now, hear me. Most of times when we seek for something and we do not receive instantly, or the time we are willing, or we are expecting
for the thing to happen, then we break down. Now I want to see somebody telling yourself, my soul, rise up. My soul, rise up. My spirit. My spirit, rise up. My spirit, rise up. Ha! You break down, your faith breaks down. But you know the secret about prayer? The secret about prayer is that you don't pray when you need something. You don't only pray when you need something. Yes. You know, we don't. You know, most of the time, the reason why we call on God, let me share with you the reasons why we pray. One, these are the three reasons why we pray. One, to be empowered. The first one is to rely on God. Number two, to be empowered. And number three, to use the power. Listen carefully. To rely on God. Number one is to rely on God. Number two is to be empowered. And three, to use the power. So, not every day you have to call on God. Oh God, have mercy. God, have mercy. No. The moment we have time that you need to have intimacy with God and seek for the atmosphere of God and the directions of God. And now, when we seek for the atmosphere and the directions of God, God empowers us. Let me tell you, Bible says in Acts chapter 1 verse number 8, it says, when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon you, he shall give you what? He shall give you power. Now, when you read Acts chapter 2, Bible says that on the day of Pentecost, when the Spirit of the Lord fell upon them, they received power and they begin to speak in different language. Before, they were not able to speak those languages, but they begin to speak them because they have been empowered and they begin to use the power. Now, when you read Matthew 18:18, it says, whatever you shall bind on this earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you shall lose on this earth shall be loosed in heaven. It means that prayer stands for these three: relying on God and seeking for the power of God and using the power being given to you. Bible said in 2 Kings, the Bible said that and Elijah went to the mountain to pray, and then a certain people were sent to come for him, and then he declared that if I be a man of God, let fire come down and consume you. If I be a man of God, the Bible said fire came down to consume them. He used the power God has given unto him. Are you with me, somebody? So your prayer is not just calling on God, but also to activate your spirit. Now, prayer must be a routine, something you do every day, because man is created in two forms. One, created by the flesh. The Bible said that God picked the dust of the flesh and molded a statue. Molded a statue, that's what I'm going to call it. Molded something. And number two, Bible said he bred the bread of life, which means that he gave part of his life unto man. That is why men are gods. So God gave man his spirit to function. So Bible said in Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, it says that and God gave man dominion over everything. It means that, and Bible said that man gave names to everything on this. When he said this, it became this beginning. He said, so man also had authority. So God gave man authority. Now hear me. Now the flesh, which was taken out of the dust. That is why when we die, we go back. They say that dust returns to the dust. The flesh. So this flesh eats of the earthly things. This flesh, for this flesh to be not nourished, if someone something to catch you right now, you will come, you will go for something from this earth to seize the blood that is flowing. If you are angry, the body is angry. You go for food, which is an earthly things, and even that food, when it falls onto the ground, it also gets rotting and turn into dust. Everything lies on the ground or on the surface of the earth. No matter how far a bird will fly, it will still come back to stand on the earth. Yes. So the body needs things of this earth to function, because it came from the dust, it came from the earth. Now the spirit needs things of the spirit to function. So if you want to maintain the body, you will do things physically to maintain the body. You have some joggings to do, you have some good food to eat and whatsoever. If you are sick, you take some medicine and it goes. But when you are sick spiritually, you will see the body moving about, but you know that, and you go to the hospital and you tell the doctor, I'm not feeling well. Doctor will tell you are feeling well. And you yourself, you know you are not feeling well. That's what we call spiritual sickness. And with that one, you need spiritual cure, spiritual healing. So the same way the body needs food, water to function, that is the same way the spirit also need food to function. So those of us, we only pray when we find ourselves in trouble. It means that anytime you stop to pray, you cut the source of your growth. So the only way we can connect spiritually is by prayer and calling on God. He said, call unto me and I will show you great and mighty things that you know nothing about. Jeremiah 33 verse 3. Call unto me and I will show you great and mighty things. The book of Chronicles. It says that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves. And pray, I, the Lord, will heal them. Beloved, so if my people will understand that their spiritual growth, which is more than the physical growth, see, when your spirit is healthy, it is more important than your physical. I am telling you, if you are spiritually healthy, it affects your physical being. So the way we use in receiving, in maintaining our spirit, is when we connect to God by prayer and hearing Him by His word. Hearing His word. Bible says that faith cometh by what? Faith cometh by what? Hearing. And hearing nothing but the word of God. Not reading the newspaper. Faith doesn't come by reading the newspaper. Faith doesn't come by watching telenovela. Faith doesn't come by sleeping. Faith comes but by hearing. And hearing what? The word of God. That is what rises your faith. That is what brings your faith to a standard. And when you pray, that your faith will tell you, pray, connect to your father, talk to your father, the one who gave you life. The moment you cannot talk to your father, it means that you have cut short your source of growth and maintenance or sustenance. So most of us, we cut our source of maintenance, we cut our source of sustenance, and we cut our source of growth. So you see a lot of people growing in the flesh, but they are not growing spiritually. So when the moment they die, there is no life again. The moment they die, there is no life again. God bless you, Maswa. The moment they die, there is no life again. The moment they die. Ha! So when the devil attacks them, there is no protection. There's no protection. They die easily. Have you heard, sir? Somebody has said, hey, in God, they will tell you, Mene, isusuma wae. Isusuma wae. Mene, when nisusum yediyo, it's not nisusum yediyo. It's either the person is having a certain spiritual backing. Certain spiritual backing. There's something the person has relied on. Occults meet every day. Occults, they meet every day, but they will ask you why you pray every day. Witches and wizards meet every day, but they will ask a Christian in the flesh. That is why our brothers, the Muslims, they don't joke with their prayer life. They pray how many times a day? Five times. They pray five times a day. You pray how many times? How many times do you pray? We call it the covenant of prayer. The covenant of prayer. The covenant of prayer. He said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, not do anything, and pray, I the Lord. If God is calling his people, it means that his people, that he has a covenant with him. He has a covenant. A covenant. Tell yourself, I'm a covenant child. So when Jesus was setting up the covenant, listen to what he said. Bible said he took up the cup and said, this is my blood. He took up the bread and he said, this is my body. And he says, do this in remembrance of me. See, I said something that human beings, because of the flesh thinks about so many things. The flesh thinks about the earthly things. So all the time, the flesh forgets about spiritual things. The flesh will let you forget that Jesus died for you. The flesh will let you forget that there's a prayer service. The flesh will tell you, I am tired. The flesh will let you watch TV. It is one before you go and sleep. When you are watching a movie, you will not sleep. When you are on your phone on Facebook, you will not sleep. When you're on TikTok, you will not sleep. The moment it is prayer time, you start sleeping. Your concentration. The flesh makes us forget ourselves, and our concentration is more into the things of the world. So Jesus knew this. So he said, do this in remembrance of me. Anytime, remember. And anytime you are doing this, remember my death for you. Remember the covenant we have.
The covenant, it is only the covenant of Jesus that is 100% our benefit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. At the bad choice, the Lord has delivered you. See, tell no weapon. Isaiah 54 verse 17. He said, no weapon that fashion against us will prosper. And you shall condemn. I charge you to condemn every tongue that shall rise up against you. And nullify any weapon against you. Nullify it. It's a no weapon. I charge you. If you are on this life, I charge you. If you are under the sound of my voice, I charge you to nullify every voice that says that you will not prosper. You will not go on that journey. You will not travel. You will not give birth. You will not do this. You will not do that. You will not. Kaparato shete. Retara kaparabado shete kariaba. We are raising the covenant of prayer. The covenant of prayer. Jesus knows the covenant of prayer. Mark chapter 1, verse 35. Bible said, at dawn, Jesus separated himself and he went to pray. What time is dawn? What time is dawn? At dawn, very early in the morning, he separated himself and he prayed, commanding the day. Am I talking to somebody here? Some of us, we have the covenant of prayer that says, call unto me. Call unto me. Call unto me. Right here, Adabadosha. Maranki paro paro paradaya. Some of you have created, you have a covenant of prayer. Some of you have prayed, sir, it has become an altar and a covenant. The moment you open your mouth, God knows you're about to call him. There are some people, even when they are cooking, anything that comes out of their mouth is prayer. There are some people, even when they are working, the moment they tell themselves they are praying. There are some people, and let that thing you see them praying. Marakoshata. Some people have created and raised an altar of prayer in their life without knowing. Raising an altar and a covenant is not just coming to put something there. It is when the thing becomes a routine. When the thing becomes a routine. When the thing becomes part of you. Some of you. Build an altar of prayer in you, and it is your covenant. It is your covenant, beloved. Today, I want you to have a covenant of prayer in your life. Oh, and what is that covenant of prayer? What is a covenant? The covenant is an agreement between two people. That covenant of prayer is saying, God, may I never forget to pray. May I never forget to agree. I agree to pray. No matter the circumstance, I have agreed to pray and call on you. That's what I call the covenant of prayer. I agree no matter what. That is the covenant of prayer that works in the life of David. You see, the life of David says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. At that time, David was wanting. Ratabakoshaba. at that time David was wanting. Who told you David was not wanting? When David was saying, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures." At that time, he was on the desert. When he was declaring green pasture, he was in the desert. They were after him. "He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters." At that time, no water to drink. Bible said that David was hiding in the cave, and they were, he lacked water to drink, and three of his men have to sacrifice and go for water for him because he lacked water. "He leads me beside the still waters. He restored my soul." At that time, David was confused. He was asking himself, "I was anointed at the age of 70 years. So many years now, I have not been crowned as a king." David was invoking the covenant of prayer. He had an agreement with God that whatever. And then he said, "Even though I walk through the valleys and the shadows of death, even though I walk through the valleys and the shadows of death, I fear no evil. Even though I walk through the valleys and the shadows of death, even though I walk through the valleys and the shadows of death." At that time, he was fighting left and right. People were after him left and right. He seen people dying left and right. Then David is praying and saying, "Even though I walk through the valleys and the shadows of death, I see people dying. People I'm walking with are dying. I fear no evil, for the Lord is with me." For the Lord is with me. "He has become my salvation. He has become my salvation. The Lord is my strength, my soul, my soul." Listen to me. That is what we call a covenant of prayer. And that covenant works because you have an agreement in the realms of the spirit and say, "Lord, no matter what, I will call on you. I will call on God. I serve a living God. I will call on God." Daniel had the same thing. Daniel had the same covenant. There was a time he was on a strange land. God built him up. He was so strong. He was made a governor. Now they made a decree that nobody know that what is working for Daniel is his prayer. Hey, see, they know what is working for you. They know the reason why you are alive. Like, by this time you should be dead. It's because you have been praying. Hey, there are some people, the family you are coming out from, you have short life. You must not see certain things happening in your life. You have been, that family is being cursed, and there's a certain covenant in that family that do not make people to rise up. There are certain people within that family that have said to themselves that now nobody will come at great. But you, by your prayer, Hey, by your prayer, some of you, by your prayer, God is changing things. That is why the devil is not able to get you. It's that covenant you don't know. That covenant you don't know that you have made with God. That no matter what, you continue to pray. Some of you have been asking for one thing for 10 years now. You have never stopped asking. Yes. Some of you, for the past 10 years, just one thing. And you have not given up. I say very soon you will receive that in the name of Jesus. I declare upon your life what you have been praying for. For the past 10 years, I am counting for the past 10 years. For the past 10 years. For the past 10 years. For the past 5 years. For the past 3 years.
for the past 2 years, for a year now, may you receive it in the name of Jesus. May you receive it in the name of Jesus. May you receive it in the name of Jesus. May you receive it in the name of Jesus. May you receive it in the name of Jesus. May you receive it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Today we are dealing with covenants. And some of us, let me show you something. Let's read a scripture from Luke chapter 18. Luke chapter 18. Luke chapter 18. You have it on your you can share with us here. Luke chapter 18, verse number 1, 2, 3. Luke chapter 18, verse number 1, 2, and 3. Luke chapter 18, verse number 1. Bible said, and Jesus said a parable and said, men ought not. Are you with me here? I am charging up your spirit. I'm about to end in the next 2-3 minutes, and we are going to dive into prayer. Some of you are going to raise altars in your house. There's a secret place in your room. You can be in your room, but you will have a certain corner of your bed. You have a certain corner of your room. You have a certain place in your house. In my house, I have a certain place in my house I stand to pray. My God. A certain corner in my house, a certain place that I stand to pray. The moment I stand there, whether I'm on a phone call or whatever, the moment I finish what I am doing standing there, I turn into prayer. That thing turns into prayer. I must pray before I leave there. Luke chapter 1, Luke chapter 18. Are you there? Luke chapter 18. Look at what Bible says. Even somebody. Luke chapter 18.
Oh, your demon food. Marata bakada. Rate kapakada badaba.
Are you there? Beloved, are you there? Is somebody here to share with us? Where is Atu? My God. Yes. Luke chapter 18. It says, then he spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray. Men always ought to pray. Tell yourself, I will pray always. Tell yourself, I will pray always. Tell yourself, I will pray always. I will pray always. I said, he spoke a parable to them. When the Bible means that he spoke a parable, it means that he said something concerning prayer. He said something concerning prayer, and he has to use something to describe what he means. Now, the Bible said that, say, there was in a certain city a judge who did not fear God nor regard man. Now, there was a widow in that city, and she came to him saying, get justice for me from my adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I do not fear God nor regard man, yet because this woman troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by a continual coming she weary. We are moving to another atmosphere right now. Another atmosphere. Tell yourself, I will pray always. As I said, you don't pray because you need something. You need prayer because your spirit needs it. Your spirit has to see and be sensitive in the realms of the spirit. Those of us who pray when we need something, it means that you don't have a covenant of prayer in your life.
There's something I shared on Thursday, and I was talking about the giftings of the Holy Spirit. When the Spirit of the Lord comes upon you, God has giftings, and people use those giftings, but they don't have the presence of God. Yes, you can be operating in the giftings of the Spirit, but you may not have the presence of God. See, when prayer becomes something, you begin to have the presence of God. I tell you, when prayer begins to become a daily life routine, and the word of the Lord becomes something that when you wake up morning, you become in the evening. You have not come to this podcast to listen to the message that was preached yesterday. Now, by the grace of God, we have all our messages here that you can come and be praying with it. You can come and be praying with it. You don't need to wait till it is Saturday and Sunday before you pray. Some of you wait till it's Saturday and Sunday before you pray. You don't have a prayer altar. You don't have a covenant of prayer. You don't have a covenant of prayer. Beloved, beloved, where are you now? Where do you stand now? Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I see somebody. They are giving you something like a letter. Something like a letter. They are giving you something like a letter. I'm about to close very soon. They are giving you something like a letter. We are going to pray shortly, and then we enter into a time of whatever the Lord says. Whatever the Lord says. We'll enter into a time of whatever the Lord says. If God says that we should end, we'll end. If God says we should continue, we'll continue. Yes. Whatever the Lord says. Now, I want you to lift up your voice and begin to speak in different language right now. Speak the language of the Holy Spirit right now. Speak the language of the Holy Spirit right now. Speak the language of the Holy Spirit right now. Speak the language of the Holy Spirit right now. Beloved, I am teaching on three covenants. Three covenants. Now, I have dealt with one, that is the covenant of prayer today. Tomorrow I'm going to continue the rest. Don't miss it out. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I want you to pray right now, charging the atmosphere where you are. Speak the language of the Holy Spirit right now. Speak it now. Speak it now. Speak it now. Speak it now. I want to hear you speaking the language of the Holy Ghost. Somebody, I want to hear you speaking the language of the Holy Ghost. I want to hear you speaking the language of the Holy Ghost now. Rande badosa brandiata. Speak the language of the Holy Ghost. Speak the language of the Holy Ghost. Speak the language of the Holy Ghost. Speak the language of the Holy Ghost now. Now, now. Now, now, now. In the name of Jesus. 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 Speak the language of the Holy Ghost. The language of the Holy Ghost. Do it now. The language of the Holy Ghost. Marakabako sede yade. Retebrande brande atarabadada. Rakabakabado shebreke perededede. Rando shebreke barahando sedede. Let the Spirit of the Lord. 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 Take charge now. Take charge now. Are you praying somebody?
Are you praying somebody? Are you praying somebody? Are you praying somebody? I see somebody saying, I am free. I see somebody saying, I am free. Ah, I see somebody say, I am free. I am free. Ah, lose yourself now. I am free in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, yes. 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 Ah, the Spirit of the Lord is taking over somebody right now. Yes. Ah, it is an online and virtual service. But I tell you, the Holy Ghost is taking over somebody right now. You may not be able to sit. You will feel the power of God. 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 Ah! Reteria kapara da la shabaka da da. I set you free now. I set you free. I set you free. I see something like an envelope being given to somebody. Yes. Receive it now. It's an envelope. An envelope. And the indication of glory is what I'm seeing. Because it is a white envelope, a white envelope, and that white envelope is very big, and the person received it and happy. May you receive that. May you receive it in the name of Jesus. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Now. 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 Yes. Yes. The Lord said, I should pray for somebody. For some time now. You have been having a certain issue, like a form of a heart attack. Your heart will be beating for so long, and you'll be having pain all over your body. You'll be having pain all over your body. Ha! Deliverance is coming your way. Deliverance is coming your way. Deliverance is coming your way. The thing comes to you like a form of a heart attack. It makes you feel restless. It makes you feel restless. Ah, the Lord is delivering somebody right now. Yes, now. Ah, I have that grace. The grace of the Lord is upon me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me for this. To heal the brokenhearted. And set the captive free. I set you free in the name of Jesus. I set you free in the name of Jesus. I set you free in the name of Jesus. I set you free in the name of Jesus. What for is for you is for you. What is for you is for you. What is for you is for you. What is for you is for you. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, who died and the third day he rose up again. The Bible said, at the mention of the name Jesus, every knee bow and every tongue confess. I set you free in the name of Jesus. I set you free in the name of Jesus. I set you free in the name of Jesus. I set you free in the name of Jesus. I set you free. Ah, be free. Be free. Be free. Whatever that has tied you down. It could be depression. It could be loneliness. It could be anxiety. It could be expectations that have not been met. Ah! It could be a broken heart. It could be sickness. It could be childbearing. It could be a traveling door that you wanted to be opened. Right now, anything that has tied you down, I speak as a servant of the Lord. By the anointing and the grace of God upon my life. As Eli prophesied in the life of Anna, I prophesy into your life now. I set you free. I set you free from sickness. That sickness will not kill you. That sickness will not kill you. That sickness will not kill you. In the name of Jesus, I open that door. That door, that troubling door. Ah, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That state of depression. Out now. State of depression. State of confusion. State of depression. State of confusion. Some of you have prayed for a long time. You have not seen anything. All because what you are expecting is not what you are seeing. But I'm here to tell you the Lord is with you. Receive that grace to receive her. Receive that grace to receive her. Receive it now. Please, I pray for you. The Lord, I see you. I see you climbing a mountain, Prince, in the name of Jesus. I see you climbing a mountain and you are about to get to the top. Prince, I see you climbing that mountain. May the Lord empower you to get to that top. Mareka Pado Shake da da da. Randy Kapado Shabrandia Tabada Badada. Randia Kapado Shadia Tabadosha. Hey, Spirit of God, Prince, I see an upliftment. What you have been praying for so long, the Lord is giving unto you. On Saturdays like this, what I want us to do is to pray more. God is working the lives of somebody right now. Hey, I am closing. I speak into the lives of somebody. Radia, Jesus. Tomorrow, make sure by 4 a.m. you are here. Because the Lord has ordered me. And tomorrow, everybody should get a communion wine. Communion wine. Tomorrow, everybody should get a communion wine. Make sure you get a communion wine. It is very, very important. And don't say, I don't have it, so I will not be here. My God. Make sure you get a communion wine tomorrow. Make sure you get a communion wine. Make sure you get it today, communion wine. I am going to prophesy into the life of anyone that comes to this life. Tomorrow, 4 a.m. We are going to start this by 4 a.m. Even if it is one person, I start. 4 a.m. GMT. 4 a.m. GMT. Even if it is one person, I will start. I'm telling you.
even if it is one person. So this time set your alarm by 3:35, 3:55. Ha, Aradosha. I feel within my spirit that God is stirring up some people to take what belongs to them. And I will lead you as a prophet of God. To take what belongs to you. I will lead you to pray certain prayers and have certain faith to operate in the realms of the spirit to take what belongs to you. Ah, I will lead you in doing that. Rate paroshere maranka parosha brandi atabarose. I will lead you. That is what I've been called for. If you enter this life, just follow me. It's not by accident you are here. It's the divine purpose of God. Divine purpose of God. Now let me pray for everybody here. I want to pray for some people. But tomorrow, make sure, tell friends and family that they have to be here. Those that because of just, I know some people where they are because of internet, you know, for some, was it last week or so, last 2 weeks or so, we have some problem with our internet in Ghana, and it's really very, very disturbing. It should say so many things, and it is something that we all have to put our house in order because of this. I am into IT. But I don't trust it because of what I know. I don't trust the space at all. I don't trust it. Anything can happen. Those of you who have said certain things on the internet and stuff like that, sometimes certain things will crash. You can lose your data. You can lose what. And on Thursday, I was saying that some information, history behind Valentine, and I went back to check this time, it has changed totally. The narrative has changed, and there are so many things that have been changed on Google. There's so many things that have been changed. So let us be careful, and those of us that use internet in our operation, we use our phones, be careful. Be very careful. There will be a time I will take it. Those of you in the group, I'll be teaching you cyber security stuff so that you would be able to keep your things safe. Yes, we are moving to a world of technology and we must be protected. But the unfortunate thing is that most of us, we are not very careful on that. We use it anyhow, and at the end of the day, it comes to haunt us. Let's all be careful. The internet is good, but we have to be careful on it. We have to be very careful on it. That is why most of times, I don't give detailed prophecies here, because somebody has tried to scam me. Or share my name officer. I have. You tried to scam me. Somebody tried to scam me here. And he didn't know who I am. So he was. He didn't know. I forgive him. Yes. I forgive him. May the Spirit of the Lord be with you. God willing tomorrow, 4 a.m. GMT, Sunday, 4 a.m. GMT. Don't come alone. Those of us who are sleeping, just because the internet was away, some of us, we've started sleeping. You see, if today is your first time joining us, please follow me. My name is Apostle Jonathan More Grace, and this is Faith Assembly. Please,
I'm going to pray with everybody here, but can we see our words of faith, our declarations of faith? It says, I am moving by faith, I am taking by faith, I am doing by faith, because I have Jesus Christ and I'm born for a purpose. I am moving by faith, I am taking by faith, I am doing by faith, because I have Jesus Christ and I'm born for a purpose. So we are going to say it three times, and then we share the grace and I pray for everybody. So let's say it again. I am moving by faith, I am taking by faith, I am doing by faith, because I have Jesus Christ and I'm born for a purpose. I am moving by faith, I am taking by faith, I am doing by faith, because I have Jesus Christ and I'm born for a purpose. Say it as you mean it. Say it by faith. Let's go. Last one. I am moving by faith, I am taking by faith, I am doing by faith, because I have Jesus Christ and I'm born for a purpose. Amen. Now I declare upon your life, you will not die before your time. I pray for you, those of you that have to travel this year, may the door be open unto you. May you receive it in the name of Jesus. Those of you, your destiny is to prosper in Ghana. May the Lord give you that grace to prosper. Those of you, this year is your year for manifestation. May you manifest this year. Those of you who have to get pregnant this year, may you receive that child in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now, if you are sick at any part of your body, put your hand there as I pray for you. Receive healing. Receive healing. Tomorrow you will come and testify. Receive healing now. 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 Now, there's somebody here. I use you as a point of contact for your sister. Your sister has been sick for some time now. Your sister is at the hospital. Now, the Lord is saying to me right now that if you don't pray for that sister, she will die. If you don't pray for that sister, she will die. If you don't pray for that sister, she will die. I use you as a point of contact. And may the Lord deliver that sister in the name of Jesus. In the mighty 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 name of Jesus. Now I pray for your business. If you are here, may the Lord bless your business. May the Lord bless your business. May the Lord bless your business. I pray for your family. I pray for your children. May the Lord protect your children. I see a child, and that child is coughing, and the Lord is telling me that that child went to school and the child has eaten something. Now I use you as a point of contact. I'm not going to mention any name. Receive it by grace. Receive it and it shall be well for you. The Lord knows that you are the one I'm talking to. Now you just have to receive it. That child has been coughing for some time now. Right now the Lord is using you as you believe. So shall it be in the life of the child. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. By the power of the Holy Ghost, by the power of the Holy Ghost, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, if you are here, I have not prayed for you, may the Lord answer your prayer. May the Lord answer your secret prayer. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, every year, the Lord says that I should tell you, you should stop crying. The Lord said I should stop, you should stop crying and rather pray. Ah, my God. Who is this Ekia Efiye? Ekia Efiye, follow me or take my number. We'll be here tomorrow. Tomorrow 4 a.m. Make sure you get your communion wine. My time is up. My time is up. We work with time. My time is up. I can continue this, but my time is up. Beloved, if today's your first time, follow me. Make sure those who are not able to be here, let's get in touch with them. Tomorrow is going to be a wonderful service. The Lord is going to minister to his people. And tomorrow, healing is going to take place. If you know somebody that is sick, share their life with the person. And let the person be on life. Let the person be on life. Let the person share with the person. My God.
May the Lord bless us all. Mr. Gabby, I see you. Mr. Gabby, God bless you so much. God bless you. God bless you so much. May the blessings of the Lord fall upon everybody here. Marshall, I pray for you. You are a great person. Be mindful of your destiny, because you must come out for your siblings to follow. Don't joke with your prayer. I don't know why I'm prophesying to people now. Beloved, tomorrow will continue. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord enlarge your coast. Mr. Gabby, I pray for you. You are blessed. Mr. Gabby, call me after the service. Call me after the service. I have to meet you one-on-one. Mr. Gabby, call me after the service. I have to meet you one-on-one. I have to meet you one-on-one. Maradoshe. May the Lord be with you. May the Lord guide and protect you. Stay blessed. Have a good day. God willing, tomorrow, 4 a.m. is the time. Tomorrow, 4 a.m. GMT. 4 a.m. GMT. 4 a.m. GMT. I feel that somebody want to sow a seed. You can sow a seed through the lines there. The line there. You want to sow a seed, you can do it. Now, may the power of the Lord be with you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord protect you. I feel within mind that somebody feel like I want to sow a seed. You can take any of the lines there, the seed line there. You can sow any seed you want to sow. So, I feel within my spirit. This is what I feel within my spirit. You have been touched to do it. You can do it by the lines there. God bless you so much. Have a good day. Have a good day. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.